In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's good to see you all this morning again. Jen and I have been kind of on the road, back and forth to Chicago the last couple of weeks. This is my last scheduled sermon with you. It's good to see everybody decked out in their red finery this morning. I come to you this morning with news that there is an enormous problem in the modern Christian church. And it's one that we need to take as seriously as fundraising and building maintenance and all the other thousand things which we daily occupy ourselves. There are lots of administrative tasks which fill our days and cause countless sleepless nights to those of us lay and ordained devoted to serving Christ's church. As a side note, we are all meant to serve Christ's church, every last one of us. So what is this big problem, this pervasive crisis faced by the church in the 21st century? I can lay that out for you in four syllables. Community. That's four syllables, I checked. Of course, when we hear that word, we tend to think of community as the world outside the walls of the church, and certainly I've stood here and talked about that concept many times. We aren't wrong to think that way. The church has always, after all, been missional, that is, dedicated to the work of God after we leave the doors of the church. As modern Christians, we join the great cloud of witnesses, men and women alike, who have dedicated themselves to serving God's people in God's world, whether or not those people ever darken the door of our churches. It's not possible to overstate or exaggerate the importance of hot meals in soup kitchens or gathering as a church to learn the proper use of Narcan, as we did a few weeks ago, so that we may better serve those and care for those who exist mired in the pain and sorrow of addiction. My friends, we are Christians. And as such, each and every one of us is given a commission to spread the gospel throughout all creation. And I have news for us all. If we are doing the work of God, whatever may be asked of us, there is nothing which is not the gospel. I'd like to hammer that nail again, if you please. There is nothing, not one single thing, which God asks of us which is not the gospel. All service to others is gospel. All care for others is gospel. The gospel of Christ is love, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and love is a verb. So we are supposed to serve the people of God out in the world, out in the neighborhoods, even when, or especially when, that neighborhood, that world is in crisis. But what does that look like? More importantly, what do we need to look like and sound like and act like and be like? Today's Whit Sunday, also known as Pentecost. We've moved together through the season of Easter with its message of resurrection and renewal, and now it is time, and many, including myself, would argue it's past time, to carry that renewal into the world. On this day, we celebrate what is generally thought of as the birth of the church. If we look closely at the front cover of our bulletin, we see the Holy Spirit descending on the apostles, Jesus' closest comrades and students. Here, as in other parts of Scripture, the Holy Spirit is symbolized by what the Bible calls a tongue of fire. So if, as God has promised and our reading from Acts has written, the Holy Spirit has been poured out on all flesh, doesn't that change us in some way? Doesn't the Holy Spirit prepare us to do the work of God? Well, the answer to that, friends, is that it should. I say that it should because as children of God possessed of free will, we can certainly turn our backs on the Holy Spirit. It's been done before. God sends his Spirit not only to communicate his will to us, but also to prepare us to do it. We don't have to look very far afield to see and understand what a difficult and trying world we live in. And that's the world we are called to serve. But if we are no different from the world, how can we expect to change it in accordance with the will of God? The answer's simple. We can't. How can we possibly take the love of God out into the world if we ourselves are full of anger and bitterness, envy and blame? Trust me, friends, there's enough of that out there. Those we are commissioned by God to love and to serve don't need us to add to their troubles by bringing our worldliness to them. The people who are suffering in the world don't need our pettiness. They have enough of that heaped on them day to day. They don't need partisan bickering. They have enough of that. They certainly don't need our judgment, which causes us not to act, because they absolutely have enough of that. We are called both out there and in here to be charitable and kind, loving and forgiving. We are meant to be engaged in a lifelong process of Christian formation. We are meant to take the love of God, which is incomprehensible in its magnitude, and break it into bite-sized pieces and give it away like the food, clothes, and medicine that it is. But we can't do that, any of that, here or anywhere else, if we're angry and bitter and hostile with one another. If we lose sight of the fact that anything that is about God is about love, and everything is about God, then we can accomplish nothing in his name. Anything we do or plan or carry out in the world must be about the love of God. And if it isn't, we have failed as Christians. If it isn't about the pure and unadulterated love of God and the healing and life-changing message of his love carried by the Holy Spirit, then we have failed to carry out the great commission given us by God through Christ. And friends, if it ain't about love, then we have failed the people of God just as certainly as if we did nothing and let them suffer. That's true of our clergy and our missionaries and our men and women religious, and it's true of us. So, here's what I'd like to say as the takeaway this morning. We cannot carry the love of God out into the world to love and serve others if we don't first cultivate and increase that love in here. This is the closet we are instructed to pray in. This is where we are fed on the spiritual food of bread and wine, body and blood. But when we as Christians allow ourselves to be poisoned by things like infighting and gossip and cliquishness, and then we go out there in the attempt to serve those in need by sharing our spirit with them, it's just as if we were sharing with them poison and not medicine. And that they have certainly had enough of. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.